Well, the Taoiseach has met Catholic Church leaders to discuss the COVID-19 ban on public worship. The bishops said that they emphasise that coming together for prayer and worship is fundamental to the Christian tradition, and they expressed the hope that churches could reopen as soon as possible. We can talk to the Catholic Archbishop of Armagh, Dr. Eamon Martin, who joins us now. Very good afternoon to you, Archbishop, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
So you and some of your colleagues had an opportunity to sit down with the Taoiseach to make your case. What sort of response did you get?
I think we got a very respectful response from the Taoiseach, and I think that we really did get across to him the strength of feeling that we're hearing on the ground from so many people in our congregations, and also indeed something that I'm learning through my contact with other Christian church leaders, that we're all concerned about the blanket restriction really on public worship that was imposed at level 3, and that was done without any meaningful consultation with religious leaders right across the island and north and south.
Do you believe it's possible for public worship to take place, and it's continuing, I think, in Northern Ireland, but on this side of the border, in a way that is safe and meets public health concerns?
Yes, I do. Brian, since the reopening after the lockdown, our churches, our parishes on the ground, with the help of the priests and many, many volunteers on the ground, we've been ensuring that our church gatherings have been as safe as possible. And there's absolutely no evidence that we know of that our church buildings have actually been a source of contagion or spreading of the disease. On the contrary, actually, the attendance at church worship, we think, is good for people, good for communities, for parishes, and indeed good for the country, particularly at this really difficult and pressurized time of the COVID pandemic.
I suppose, though, there are many different groups, and I'm not going to compare one with the other, but you know, we were hearing, for example, yesterday from the Marths, who were saying that they can operate safely, and it's essential for lots of reasons that they would say that takes place. Other sporting bodies have said, you know, well, why can't we play golf or tennis, which are socially distanced by definition? And I suppose maybe the concern of authorities is that if a concession is made in one area, that opens the gate to others as well, and the whole purpose of the lockdown is diluted.
Yes, I understand that, and I think we did say to the Taoiseach that this is not an easy time for anyone involved in leadership of any kind, and of course different groups will be making the case, but in the case of faith and religion, there is something different about meeting in your place of worship to pray to God, to worship God, to bring your concerns and your worries to God in prayer, to be supportive of each other. I think that this is something very different. It is very fundamental to people's lives, their ability to worship. And Christians, and indeed Catholics, simply cannot be without participating in worship. It is fundamental to what we are as a Christian community. It's not like other things, like we all would dearly love to be able to go to restaurants and to socialize, but going to the house of God to pray on the Lord's Day and the Sunday, it's fundamental to who we are, and it's also, we believe, and we try to make this case, good for society, because we are indeed in the churches putting forward a very positive message about respect for each other's lives and health, keeping the public health messaging going, and we've been very consistent in that, in trying to assist the government and health authorities in getting out that message of self-sacrifice, respect for others, respect for ourselves, promoting health and promoting life and promoting the common good.
Certainly Ireland was, I'm not sure after the recent restrictions across Europe, but it was one of the only, if not the only country in the EU where public worship had been restricted and banned in this way. We're just a week or so into this level 5 restrictions. Did you get any commitment from Micheál Martin that it would be reviewed in the meantime?
Well, I think we understood that we were speaking to the Taoiseach yesterday. We're hoping that he will now bring our message to Cabinet to discuss it with public health authorities. And we ourselves expressed an openness to continue this engagement. It's one of the things that I really can't understand, actually, is why the restrictions are put in place without consultation with the bodies concerned. For example, in Northern Ireland, all of the Christian traditions, all of the faith leaders have ongoing contact with the executive office. And we've really been given very strong assurances Taoiseach to the Assembly and to the executive office, and reinforcing that idea that there's a lack of evidence that public worship is actually a source of contagion. And we are working really hard on the ground still in Northern Ireland to ensure that our gatherings in churches are as safe as possible and that people are protected and that it's good for society also.
If I might just finally, Archbishop Martin, the attack, this horrific attack in Nice, in the Basilica of Notre Dame, in a church, in a place of worship. Obviously, this sort of attack, wherever it takes place, is just an appalling incident. But the fact that it has taken place in a church, is that something that you have a particular reflection on?
It's extremely shocking, Brian, and I think that people the world over will be shocked and horrified that in the house of God such an awful, violent and evil attack can happen. It really brings to mind, for example, you know, the attack on Father Jacques Hamel, and also, do you remember the attack in the Promenade des Anglais in Nice? I remember going over to Nice with other bishops in 2016 and walking that promenade and seeing, you know, the devastating results and the pain that is caused by such attacks. And I'm very conscious that Pope Francis, along with the Grand Imam last year, made it very clear that such violence and aggression can never be part of any faith or religion. Religions are there to promote love and peace and fellowship and brotherliness and sisterliness, not hatred and violence and those kind of awful things that happened this morning in France.
Archbishop Eamon Martin, thank you for taking our call at this lunchtime.